You're listening to SBS News.
Leaders from Australia and the US presented a united front, signalling their strong partnership ahead of a bilateral meeting. In recent days, a new alliance has been created between the US, Britain and Australia to deliver nuclear-powered submarines. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has made clear the French submarine capacity was not sufficient as he defended the new partnership. US President Joe Biden has praised Australia for being its most reliable ally.
Our nations have stood together for a long, long time, and you can rely on one another, and that's really a reassuring thing. We're grateful that our partnership has accomplished what we've accomplished together over 70 years.
The leaders are marking 70 years of their Australia, New Zealand and United States alliance. Mr. Morrison says Australia needs to honour its national interests, and he is vowing to stand alongside the US in the pursuit of freedom.
This is about Australia doing more and doing more with others, and not just with the United States and the United Kingdom. Our policy, our plan, our strategy is about doing more and more with more partners to ensure a stability that delivers peace and security.
He also justified Australia's decision to form a new submarine deal, a move that has contributed to a diplomatic spat with France. He stated that Australia needs to protect its security.
There was never going to be an easy way to not proceed with this contract. To think there was, I think, would be naive. Of course it's disappointing news, but it's a contractual arrangement that we had. We're acting consistent with the contract, and we will meet all our obligations in relation to the contract.
The submarine agreement is being perceived as a joint effort between the UK, US and Australia to manage China. Speaking in the US, Defence Minister Peter Dutton said it had been a productive trip involving talks about submarine development.
Well, I think it's been very important. It's been an historic trip from our perspective, and the momentum is with us now to make sure that we can do whatever we can to keep our region safe and secure into the future.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has confirmed no contractual supply agreements are locked in, but says discussions will continue for the new deal. Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says the AUKUS partnership between the three nations is about stabilising the region rather than being seen as a military alliance or a security pact. She also referred to the Australia-US ministerial consultations, which prioritise health security and issues like vaccine supply.
Today's engagements continue the very significant momentum that has been built out of the AUSMIN consultations last week, where we agreed to a number of foreign policy and defence outcomes that were part of the joint statement from AUSMIN itself. As well as a wide range of US officials. I've also been pleased to meet with friends and counterparts in the last days.
President Biden and Mr. Morrison say they are also focused on advancing the Indo-Pacific region. A Quad meeting between leaders from India, Australia, the US and Japan will take place in Washington on Friday. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.